USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans are feeling the effects of the recession, Senate Democrats continue to spend massive amounts of money with zero Republican support. The Inflation Reduction Act took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote to break the Senate tie over the weekend. Republicans claim this will further spiral our economy downward. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the bill a defining legislative feat of the 21st century.
As you know, it's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
62-year-old Gustavo Petro, a former member of a guerrilla group that had fought the Colombian state, was inaugurated Sunday as president. Mr. Petro pledged that he would work to lower poverty and hunger in his country of 50 million people. In a veiled confirmation, Lady Gaga will play Harley Quinn in the next Joker movie set for release in October of 2024. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that the Democrats have spent a ton of money that we don't have at a much higher interest rate, Americans are now on the hook to pay this back. Representative Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
Well, this is once again a plan where they're trying to simply ruin the American economy. They're trying to embed the federal government, big bloated government. This bill would add 85,000 new IRS agents. The reason why is the Treasury Union is the largest union in the federal government. They want to bog down every single piece part of government. This is what Democrats do. Democrats not only come and add expensive cost to the taxpayer and to our debt, but what they do in reality is burden us with huge bureaucracies.
A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants held overnight following 3 days of violence. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the relationship between the United States and China reaches new lows, Ambassador Robert O'Brien on Fox News is the former national security advisor to President Trump. He says to deter China from invading Taiwan, we need to get our Navy up to the task.
Well, the Chinese now have the largest Navy in the world, ship size. And when you think about that and what their intention is, Xi Jinping has said, just like Putin said he was going to invade Ukraine, Xi Jinping has said he's going to take over Taiwan. And the way to stop an amphibious invasion of Taiwan, missile strikes against Taiwan, is to have a strong Navy to deter China from taking such action. And what we see with our Navy now, President Trump had a plan for a 355-ship Navy. We need a 355-ship Navy. Keep in mind, you talked about Ronald Reagan earlier and talked about peace through strength, his policy. He had a 600-ship Navy. The Russians, the Chinese, no one dared to mess with the United States Navy in those days.
A fragile ceasefire to end nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza stayed true throughout the night into Monday morning. The flare-up was the worst fighting between the two groups since Israel and Hamas rulers fought an 11-day war last year. An update on the lightning strike at Lafayette Park near the White House last week. A husband and wife from Wisconsin succumbed to their injuries. James and Donna Mueller of Janesville, Wisconsin, were celebrating 56 years of marriage. And an unidentified 29-year-old man also died in the sudden lightning strike. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.